October 20th, 2009, big thinkers from around the world will come together in Dayton, Ohio at Wright State University for Summit Up, a social media confab. In this podcast, Roger Bora previews his Summit Up presentation. For more information on Summit Up, visit summitup.org. Hi, this is David Bowman. I am joined by Roger Bora, who's a member of the legal firm Thompson Hine. He's part of their intellectual property practice. They concentrate in the area of intellectual property law, and he is one of the many talented professionals who will be presenting at the upcoming event, Summit Up, a social media confab, which will be held October 20th at Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio. Hello, Roger. How are you doing?
Very good, David. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate your time. I'm hoping I'm not on billable attorney rates right now.
I'll give you a special deal.
Thank you. I appreciate that. This is pro bono work. Let's just start out with what is your topic? Tell us a little bit about what you're going to be presenting and why it's important for attendees to Summit Up to hear.
Sure. You know, first, I just want to say how excited I am to be a part of the Summit Up conference coming up on October 20th and how much I'm looking forward to meeting the many people that are going to be attending the event. I think it's going to be an exciting day for everybody who gets a chance to attend. The topic that I'll be addressing is brand, intellectual property, trademark enforcement, and social media networks, which, as you know, has become a big issue for a lot of companies. There's been a lot of stories and cases on trademark infringement and brand hijacking. But I think what's important is with the Internet's transformation of the way in which companies are communicating with their customers and potential customers, this has created a whole new fight for trademark and IP owners when it comes to their brand. It might be some old issues, but they're kind of coming out in different ways. I think it's safe to say, at least for now, that the beginning of the end may be here for the one-way message for certain consumer groups. As consumers are sharing their experiences and opinions, good or bad, with global audiences at the click of a button, those opinions are beginning to shape, control, and potentially redefine the advertising message, not to mention a company's reputation. So I think companies need to realize that as people are getting on the web and beginning to engage in discussion about their products, about their companies, that they need to be involved and they need to be listening about what's being said about them, and not just that, but how their intellectual property is being used. And in many cases, it's unauthorized use by third parties. Some of the communications can be in the form of misleading information or perhaps false or inaccurate commentary about a company. And I think when companies aren't listening to what's going on in these environments, unchallenged communications or unchallenged comments really becomes perception. And the perception in some cases become a reality for a lot of potential customers, which really could mean lost revenue and lost business. But other than just negative comments and potential false statements, there's also other more legal issues such as brand hijacking, trademark infringement, Facebook and Twitter username squatting, very similar to the old domain name squatting, but now we have people squatting on username accounts, false advertising, brand tarnishment, and even counterfeiting. Some recent cases have even shown there's been identity theft and corporate sabotage on some of these media sites. There's also cases involving unauthorized use of a trademark and logos by customers, perhaps employees, or even distributors, which may very well be innocent use, but nonetheless, it's unauthorized use. And the important issue here is there's legal precedent in the United States that requires the trademark owners police and enforce unauthorized use of their trademarks, or they risk losing the trademark rights, or even worse, they could actually lose their trademarks altogether. So I think with all that's going on, there's no doubt that companies want to maintain complete control of content that involves them and unauthorized use of their intellectual property. But I think the practicality is complete control of the content is not feasible. So I think rather than worrying about getting control of the content, what companies need to do is figure out how to develop policies and procedures that allow them to monitor for negative content and certain types of infringements. And once they do, they need to understand how to take swift and appropriate action. What I mean swift is, you know, within a day or two or maybe a few days to correct any inaccuracies. And they also need to understand how to take appropriate action, which is, is it a strong letter? Is it a soft letter? What are the consequences of your actions when you're trying to enforce your brands? And I think this applies to all companies, whether or not they're engaging in social media marketing. They are being talked about, or there's a good chance they're being talked about. So I think they need to join the discussion and understand what's going on around them.
Absolutely, absolutely. I see that every day. All around me, I see examples of this done very well and done very poorly. So I think that is very relevant and should be very interesting. What are some of the key takeaways, without giving away all the keys to the kingdom, what are some key takeaways people can expect to get from your presentation?
I think it's going to be four pieces of information. One is going to be, what's the most common type of information that companies should be looking for? On the internet and also in social media network sites, and I'll throw out a couple, trademark infringement and counterfeiting, those sorts of things. What should they be looking for? It's difficult to look for everything, but we'll talk about what are the high priority issues that you should be considering when it comes to your brand. I'll also discuss best practice and tips on monitoring for negative comments and intellectual property infringements, where to look, maybe how frequently to look, what your options for monitoring are. Do you do it yourself? Do you hire an outside agency to look for you? And if you do it yourself, I'll give you some tips on where to look. The third piece is the best practices and for brand enforcement. Once you find somebody that's infringing your brand, what can you do? And I'll give some guidelines and best practices for handling that piece. And I'll also offer some preventative tips on how to take proactive measures to help to put yourself in a position where you're not having to constantly enforce your brand on any social media sites and on the internet as well. Because I think what's important to understand is the failure to police a trademark, again, can mean loss of trademark rights.
What do you see as sort of the biggest change or the biggest difference with the emergence of social media relative to sort of the traditional sort of broadcast version of the web that existed previously? But with social media and so much user-generated content, what do you see as sort of the difference or the emerging issues with regard to intellectual property?
I think one of the biggest issues is just keeping control of your brand. Before the social network sites, you had your domain name issues. You had the competition that might be using your trademark in advertising, which would pop up on a Google search, would be found on their website. But now with all the different sites, the blogs, so much more content, I think there's so many more infringements that can go on unnoticed. I think that's probably one of the biggest issues right now is how do you monitor for all the infringements and misuses of a company's brand on the internet. Because I was reading not too long ago that in just a few years we could have as many as, I believe, 1 billion people who are adding content on user-generated sites on the internet, which I think is just going to be a daunting task for many companies to keep control of their trademarks and their image.
Oh, that's a staggering number to try to get your head around. Yeah, offline or in a private discussion, I'll have to ask you some tips on what to do and not to do if you want to be a consumer and file a concern or a complaint without getting yourself in trouble on the other end of the spectrum. How can you do that constructively, let's say, without getting one of those hard or soft letters?
That's right.
Well, what about with regard to Summit Up itself, the event, why do you think people should attend, particularly business professionals?
Well, I think that this is really really the hottest thing going, which is social media marketing. And I think even if companies are unsure whether or not they want to get in, maybe they don't even know what it is quite yet, I think it's really necessary for any company that's in the area that can easily attend to get there and listen to what these great speakers have to say. There's a lot to learn by these speakers. I know I will learn a lot from these speakers, and I'm really looking forward to it. But again, even if these companies are not thinking about getting involved with social media marketing, I think it's an opportunity for them for a very low fee to come and check it out, see what it's all about, because it may change their mind. I think for many people, it probably will change their mind.
Well, Roger, I want to thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me today and giving us a little insight into your presentation at Summit Up. I am looking forward to catching up with you in October at the event. And thank you very much for your time today.
All right. Thank you, David.
Thank you.